Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Natalie Golay. Students are facing mental health challenges across the state of Oregon. Here at the Exchange, we've talked to state leaders and mental health trainers who are working to meet the growing needs of on-campus mental health professionals throughout the state. Providing youth an educational experience around their social and emotional well-being is a proven method of preventing mental health crises. SEL curriculum, or social-emotional learning, is one approach. My guest is Britt Humphrey, a certified school counselor and child development specialist at Willow Wind Community Learning Center in Ashland. Welcome, Britt.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Joining Britt in the studio are three of her eighth grade students, Sabina, Emma, and Viola. Britt, tell us about Willow Wind Community Learning Center and why you're here with some of your students.
Willow Wind is a kindergarten through eighth grade alternative program in the Ashland School District. We do teach a regular core curriculum that all students get throughout the district. However, we also have smaller classes, and we're able to provide a little bit more intensive SEL curriculum, as you talked about, in the form of a leadership class. And so we asked to come today because our leadership class created public service announcements around things that they have a passion for. And we're excited to share that with our community.
I know that many teens have a difficult time expanding their aperture of understanding of society beyond themselves, their family, friends, and social circles. What do you hope this project will achieve?
Oh, I was just telling the students that the reason that I wanted them to do this type of a project is not so much about the actual passion projects that they chose or the topics that they chose, but more about the process, knowing that there are avenues and there's ways that they can have agency and get their voice heard, other than the kind of regular ways that kids talk to each other.
And can you tell me about your students that are here today?
Well, I have three lovely students who are really hard workers, all three of them. They're definitely brave to come to the radio today and are successful in lots of different ways. I would say that Viola is very spunky and insightful. Emma is, I'm just thinking of Emma because she has risen to the top for other things that we have done academically and arts-wise. And Sabina, I don't know as well. We're just getting to know each other. I wouldn't want to say anything in particular about her.
Okay. And how have your students in general responded to the program?
Well, our leadership class is well-received. We meet weekly for 2 hours, and it's the entire 7th and 8th grade. So all the kids, which ends up being about 40 students. We consider them all leaders as our school starts with kindergarten. So they're all working together to create an environment and a community of belonging and a culture where kids have a chance to be different, but also be heard and be safe.
Can you expand a little bit on what belonging means in this context?
So it kind of just starts with the beginning of the day, right? So when students arrive, they're greeted immediately upon arrival, and everybody knows each other's names. And in that way that they're able to just know that they're going to have a consistent expectation when they get to school, everyone knows them, they know each other. I think sometimes at our school, it becomes a bit cabin fever. They belong so much that they get annoyed with each other. And so that's one of the things that our leadership class works on, is how to work through those differences. And we do a lot of community. This particular group of eighth graders, of which these three are part of, have had some really hard discussions this last year about different topics and have come together. And they did not get along great last year. And this year we're seeing a whole different group. So it's kind of cool to see that progression of belonging and working together.
My guest is Britt Humphrey, a certified school counselor and child development specialist at Willow Wind Community Learning Center in Ashland. She is joined by three of her eighth grade students, Sabina, Emma, and Viola. We're talking about a student project that involves producing public service announcements. Let's listen to the PSA produced by Sabina and Emma.
Hi, I'm Sabina.
And I'm Emma.
Society's lack of action toward reproductive rights will have a severe lasting impact.
Across America, women have to fight for the right to make health care decisions for themselves.
Many women have limited or no access to affordable health care.
People in the southeastern U.S. have the lowest amounts of access to abortions and more.
Texas has had a ban on abortions in almost all circumstances for almost 3 years.
Without the help they need, people could face extreme negative impacts on their mental health.
A way to help fix this issue is investing in supporting safety net providers and health centers.
Or healthcare providers for people with lower income.
You can learn more about what you can do to help and always speak up about what you care about.
By making an effort to support women's healthcare services and spreading this message, you can have a positive effect on the people who need it.
So, Sabina, what did you think about this project when it was first introduced?
I thought it would be a cool opportunity. I thought it might be fun. It kind of, like, gradually was introduced because we just started with something we cared about. But, yeah, I thought it was going to be fun.
And Emma, what did you learn from participating in this project?
I learned a lot, especially like a process of creating something like a PSA and like doing all the research into something that we like really cared about and that we felt was good to share with a bunch of people.
Yeah, so you chose the subject together?
Yes.
Can you tell us more about that process, about why you chose it?
Well, we each had to come up with something that we wanted to like spread a message of, and both of ours just happened to fall under, like, the category of, like, women's healthcare rights and, like, reproductive access and stuff like that.
Let's hear another PSA. This one was produced by Viola.
Did you know that 1.4% of teenagers in the U.S. identify as trans or non-binary? That's about the same amount of people who have one eye that's a different color than the other. That's not a lot. Yet propaganda makes people fear this small set of people like the plague. This is scapegoating, and it's meant to make you fear and hate a specific group of people for no reason. And in this case, those people are trans. According to HRC, over 60 trans and non-binary people were killed in 2021, and 50% of trans people who were murdered in 2023 were misgendered or deadnamed by press or authorities. These statistics are frightening and can make you feel powerless, but we must remember that Oregon is a safe place for LGBTQ+ individuals. Even if you aren't trans, you can still advocate for trans rights and be a good ally. Another thing you can do is ask people you meet what their preferred pronouns are and respect the ones they ask you to use. Lastly, if you see transphobia, stand up to it. And most of all, stay safe.
So, Viola, how did you decide what to focus your PSA on?
Well, I have a lot of people in my life that I care about that are part of the LGBTQ+ community, and I think trans rights especially are something that it's been coming under attack a lot recently, and it's been a very long fight up to this point, even to get the most basic human rights for trans individuals. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of fighting left, but I also think it's really important to share messages like this with younger people too, and teach tolerance, because it's a way to prevent homophobia and transphobia in the future, and it helps just make the world a better place, and I think that's really important.
And did you enjoy participating in creating this PSA?
Yeah, I really did. Obviously, some of the statistics I learned were very sad and scary, but it was also strangely empowering because knowing all of that, and then also knowing that despite all of that, no one's given up yet. It's really empowering, even though it's horrible, all of the crimes and murders, all of that is really disturbing, but it's good to know that people still are fighting.
And so are any of you thinking that you'd like to get into media production? Emma?
I had not, like, thought about it before, but this experience is, like, definitely opened my eyes into, like, looking more into it because it's a really cool experience.
And how about you, Sabina?
Yeah, I also hadn't really thought about it, but all this, like, production and all of this, it's really cool. So, yeah, I might give it a thought.
And you, Viola?
I've thought about it before, but I guess I never really thought that, like, I could actually do it. And this kind of, I was like, wow, that wasn't super complex. And it's made me want to do more of this.
So has it felt like an empowering experience for you guys?
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
And Britt, how have the parents responded to the students' work?
Well, I've spoken with a few parents, and they're very, very eager and excited to hear their students' passions. There's definitely been a bit of caution around the topics, just kind of given the environment, and there's some concerns about just keeping kids safe and yet also letting them have a voice. I think that would be the main thing they talked about. But the other funny story is one of the students here's parents met. They had a meeting story about how they got together, and it had to do with public radio. That was really sweet. So it was kind of fun to hear that little piece of family lore.
So how many PSAs have been produced this year?
The kids created around 10. The eighth graders did all radio version, and then the seventh graders did video. So we weren't able to bring any seventh graders on, but we're going to show the video PSAs at school and then maybe somewhere else if we get an opportunity.
And is this a program that you're likely to continue doing?
I think so. It definitely has room for growth, and we can get better at it as far as like the actual recording aspects, because, you know, I'm a school counselor and I don't really understand all of the production aspects. I think that's an area for growth and to make them a little bit better, like maybe adding some music or some other ways to make their radio PSAs more powerful.
And do you feel that the projects, the PSA project, is having the desired effect?
Yeah, I think, I mean, that's a tough one, because really what I'm looking for is more longer term. You know, I'm hoping that these seventh and eighth graders will go up into the high school and, having done this process, feel a lot more confident in putting their voice in a larger environment. And then I think the process by which they chose their topics was kind of lovely, because they didn't know what each other were picking, and their tendency is to pick their friends to do projects with. But because they had to do this more sorting process where they chose things they were passionate about, some unlikely partnerships were formed and some friendships and connections were grown in a way that we wouldn't have seen without the project.
So this project has social and emotional benefits for the children beyond the creation of the PSA itself.
Yeah, definitely. One of the ideas for the SEL is to create connections between kind of different various groups. You know, students, it's not quite like when I was in high school, or it was like the preppies and the stoners. It's a lot more of a mixture now. However, we still do want to get those cross connections going, where students are friends with different groups. So, you know, kids that are athletic may also be friends with the kids in theater. And it's those connections is what really grows a community and keeps that sense of belonging and just grows that social awareness, because we're all going to be each other's neighbors.
Can you speak to the relationship between purpose and mental health?
Yeah, so one of the things that I really noticed is when students, or even, you know, adults, have a sense of purpose, whether that purpose is, you know, keeping their garden alive, or, you know, advocating for trans rights or women's health, when you have that sense of purpose and something that you're passionate about and that you can engage in, it really like benefits your mental well-being, and it has a preventative aspect.
Wonderful. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you, Britt. And thank you, Sabina, Emma, and Viola. My guest was Britt Humphrey, a certified school counselor and child development specialist at Willowwind Community Center in Ashland. She was joined by three of her eighth grade students, Sabina, Emma, and Viola. I'm Natalie Golay. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.